sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Tuesday. I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend, that you really enjoyed yourself on the Memorial Day weekend. Had a chance, of course, to watch the Indianapolis 500, the 5,682 texts I was able to get from Kevin during the course of the race. Certainly made it a far less enjoyable experience, but that's okay. I still enjoyed the race, and then, of course, the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday night. Now we get to transition into some other things. We will look back on the Indy 500 today. Now, normally Purdy Insurance brings us our show on Monday, but of course, you know, we had Best Of yesterday. So today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're now 15 days, closing in what, 8 days? 8 days to go before we get to the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament. 8 days? I'm really looking forward to coming back from that. At the Susquehanna Valley Country Club to benefit the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA. Kevin, there's no greater thrill than hearing Kevin yell 4 and then dial 911. It's amazing how those numbers just seem to go together when he hits. All right, so we have that coming up. And, of course, the Hilscher's General Store hotline open at 800-795-9565. Powered by Hilscher's General Store, 7 miles south of Seals Grove, routes 11 and 15. They are the 21st century version of a general store. You name it, they have it. Sunbury Motors also, of course, sponsoring our beautiful studio, which Kevin's never been in for some odd reason. Drew's been here several times. Harry's been here. Roger's been here. Wow. You've never been here, have you?
That's all right. I've seen the photos.
It's decorated. It's beautiful in here. It's comfy.
Decorated for what? Memorial Day?
No, it's decorated like it's a sports studio.
Wait, you still have Rocky posters on the wall?
No. I have an aerial photo of Beaver Stadium, Jordan Center, and Medler Field, Lebronto Park. I've got two photos of Fenway Park up here. I've got a photo of my view of Beaver Stadium from the broadcast booth. A photo of my view of the Jordan Center from the broadcast location. My view of Medler Field, Lebronto Park from my broadcast location. Then I've got a picture of Jack, Dick, me, Jeff Tarman, and Ron Moeller together. You know, I've got things like that up in the wall.
Oh, well, I'll send you a picture of me so that you'll have that on your wall, too.
Picture of Joe and me at Football Eve from 3 years ago. And you're going to send what?
I said I have a picture of me, and actually I think you're in it, too. We could put that on the wall for you, too.
No, it looks like we're out of room. All right, so, our good friends at Sunbury Motors sponsor the studio. Now it's all filled up with photos. Love to include you. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You've gone silent.
No, I'm just trying to find the right photo.
The right photo?
Oh, yeah.
A great photo of Lawrence and me up here on the wall together. And Drew and me.
I've got a photo from last year's golf tournament that you can put up there.
Last year's golf tournament. Yeah. This year's golf tournament, which we've already played 6 holes, where a murder almost took place.
I'm really glad we get to replay those 6 holes because we were not in a stellar situation at that point.
We were not competitive. I'm telling you right now, on the leaderboard, we were falling like a rock.
We were Happy Gilmore in the Pro-Am.
Man, we were cascading down the side of that hill. We were not going well. I think with a redo, we'll do fine. Just fine. I'm looking forward to it. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. First of all, before we get to more fun, frivolity, and hilarity, at least in our own minds, here's Above the Noise with Dan Patrick.
It's the Memorial Day sales event
at Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai. Choose from over 50 new Hyundais with savings over $3,000.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the fastest growing import dealer in Central PA.
The fuel saving 2013 Hyundai Elantra starts at $16,625. Pick from over 15 of the sporty 2013 Hyundai Sonatas that are really turning heads, and they're as low as $18,990. SMC has a good selection of all-wheel drive Hyundai Tucson and the hot new sleek 2013 Veloster. Hyundai has America's best warranty at 10 years or 100,000 miles. And during Sunbury Motors Memorial Day sales event, you can get financing as low as 0%. Sunbury Motors Lincoln has the totally redesigned 2013 MKZ.
That is a must drive on your new car shopping list.
SMC is making luxury affordable by taking over $10,000 off on a new Lincoln Navigator.
It's the Memorial Day sales event
at Sunbury Motors Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza. Look for the black building directly across from Wise Markets. Also at sunburymotors.com. Hurry, sale ends May 31st.
That was one exciting finish to the Indianapolis 500. When they were tooling around there at 72 miles an hour, I was on the edge of my seat.
That's the only thing that you can say negative about the race, and I agree with you.
I was like on the edge. I mean, it looked like I-80.
And again, I agree with you. I think that's the one thing that NASCAR has done very well for the fans. I don't know how the drivers like it with the green, white, checkered, so that no race really ends under caution unless you've made a couple of attempts. But IndyCar really needs to look at that, especially after the last three 500s have ended under yellow.
I mean, it's like, I mean, Marty Reid, here we go, and no, we don't.
Yeah, yeah, it was. I mean, it was nice to see TK win. That was nice.
All right, couple things. On a serious note, the Indianapolis 500 actually was a great race. That's what racing's about. Speed, passing, relatively few accidents. I think they ran over 100 consecutive laps under green, if I recall correctly. I mean, over 100 consecutive laps green. And there was a true happiness on the part of everybody that Kanaan won.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. But here's the big difference. The big difference with NASCAR, the Coca-Cola 600 was an awful race.
Oh, it's terrible.
I mean, it was awful. I mean, they'd go three laps. Stop through. I mean, the thing with it, you can't help what happened.
What, with Fox's camera cable?
Yeah, you can't help that.
Yeah, that's, you can. Just, don't hang something over top of the track. That's just not sensible to me.
Look, wake up and smell the coffee, will you? It's at every event.
I know, but I've been waiting for this to happen in football for years with those cable cams.
Oh, it's a cable. Come on.
You think that you're never gonna see a punt or anything get hit, the cable cam get hit by that?
Sure, it's gonna get hit.
It's just sure. It makes no sense to me why they have it. Is it a great camera angle? Absolutely, but is it necessary for the sake of the game? No.
Now the difference is they're going. Well, I guess in their case, I mean, Indianapolis averaged 190. Those guys top out at 190.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, I even thought, and I know you're going to laugh at this, but I did get up early in the morning and I watched Monaco. I did. I watched it live.
No, I didn't.
I watched it live, and even that race, which is a very narrow track, not a whole lot of passing, actually had more passing than I thought. Now, the guy that got the pole won the race, so it wasn't overly exciting there, but in the back of the field, it got exciting. But by far, the 500 was the better of the three. It was the best of the three races. By far.
No question. No question. Wasn't even close.
And I told you that by watching practice on Thursday.
That's irrelevant.
I said, seriously. This is going to be racy.
Yeah, but if you have accidents and so forth, you know, you can't count on that. That's the part you can't count on. That's why practice part's irrelevant. Okay? Because you can't count on... I mean, was the end of the Indianapolis 500 exciting?
No.
Okay. Did you pick that up? Did you pick that up from practice?
What, at the end? No, I picked it up from history.
Yeah.
It is the fastest 500 overall by almost 2 miles an hour.
It would have to be. It would have to be because it was such a brilliantly run race and a brilliantly raced race by the drivers. The cars fit the track.
Do you realize?
And the fact is that in open wheel racing, you can't bump. And that's where that's where NASCAR is hurting itself right now.
Do you realize that the lead changes in that race were twice as many as last year, and last year was a record?
I believe it.
I mean, that new aero package on those cars, the Weldon chassis, has been very, very impressive. And that's why I cannot wait for July to see what they do at the Triangle.
I'm sure it'll be exciting.
I mean, they were 230, 235 going into one. It's a mile stretch down that front straightaway. They'll be doing that again.
I have to go, right?
Yes, you have to go.
Okay. All right. At least get us an Andretti.
That would be nice.
Hey, you set this thing up.
Yeah, we're still crossing the T's, dotting the I's, getting everything ironed out with the track.
So, in other words, we're not going. All right.
Well, I'm going. Whether it's inside the infield or sitting outside in the parking lot, I'll be there.
Donnie Collins, Scranton Times, coming up tomorrow. We'll talk a lot about Penn State. Kevin Kugler, Dial Global, and Big Ten Network is going to join us on Thursday. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, and Ben Jones, StateCollege.com on Friday, following my round at Coaches versus Cancer. Which, by the way, is then going to lead into the Greater Susquehanna Valley Country Club. At the Susquehanna Valley Country Club for the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA next Wednesday, playing with Drew Kelly, who, by the way, has promised to tell the truth. About your rather interesting approach to focus. But we're looking forward to doing the show out there. And I think the advanced forecast I saw for next Wednesday is great.
It is looking promising.
Yes, it looks great. Now, we have, by our count, there are more than 50 teams now signed up. Which is, they had 41 last year. And they still have openings for the morning flight if you'd like to come out and join us in the morning flight and play two holes ahead of us.
I know what you're waiting for. You're waiting for me to ask why two holes ahead of us. And I'm not going to ask because I'm not going to set it up.
I am a personal believer in safety.
I read you like a book, Mr. Jones.
Pacers, by the way, and the Heat, the Spurs now await. How many times have I talked about Spurs on this show?
Five.
Well, but I've talked about them in terms of being among the elite teams several times. Because the constant talk is about Miami, 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 Miami. Okay? And nobody talks about San Antonio. Nobody does. I mean, you know, this is because the difference is that they drafted Parker, they drafted Duncan, Ginobili. They've had this team together a long time. They haven't gone through this gimmick of like, hey, y'all sign, I'll convince him to sign with us and we'll do this big partnership thing together. That's the people are turned off by that. That's why Miami has the image they have. People feel it was manipulated. San Antonio can't say that about them. Nothing about them manipulated. That's a team that's been just put together the old-fashioned way. And they play like pros. Parker's playing great. Duncan in the twilight
has moments. Ginobili, the kid Kawhi Leonard, whom I liked very much when I saw him in person at San Diego State in the NCAA tournament. You know, it's just, I mean, they're put together the old-fashioned way.
All right, plenty of guests coming up this week. Today will be the last day we talk about the Indy 500 for another 340 days.
That's sad.
What a relief.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
How about an SEC team contacted Notre Dame about Everett Golson?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
But you know what, though? In a certain world in Indianapolis, there's nothing wrong with the SEC culture.
Right.
You know, I mean, do they think all of us sit out here and we're stupid? I mean, really. I mean, I'm sorry. I am not going to let them get away with the culture thing. I'm just not going to. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. It's obviously wrong. It was a pompous thing to say, and it's just something I'm not gonna let it rest. And I'm telling you right now, if he ever gets in a room with me, he'll regret he walked in the room when it comes time for that topic to come up. Okay? People have graduated here. They've gone to school here. They're the whole thing. Okay. Okay, no school, Penn State University didn't contact Everett Golson, nor did any of an SEC school did. I mean, really? That's a totally different culture down there. And you know what? I don't care. I don't mind. But don't rip this culture. Don't talk about the culture that goes on here at this. I mean, it's been less than a year. And that, I mean, there's a lot of parts that bother me about this. But that bothers me above all. It was wrong. It was arrogant. It was pompous. It was way out of line. But there's nothing wrong with the culture in the SEC. On Sunday, a coach from an SEC school contacted a person close to the Notre Dame program to inquire about Everett Golson. He did enough in completing 58% of his passes, 2,405 yards, 12 touchdowns, 6 picks in his first year to pique the hopes of Irish fans in the interest of those wondering if he wants maybe a change of scenery.
I like the definition, though, that they gave was poor academic judgment.
Well, he flunked out.
Well, I don't think there's any reason to explain any of it, to be honest with you. But I just thought it was poor academic judgment was my favorite way of wording it.
But that's not what Notre Dame said. Notre Dame originally said they did not pass the code or whatever, and they kept it generic. He was the one that said that his grades killed him in school. He's the one that said that.
Yeah, I didn't say who did.
To which the Notre Dame then revised since he said what it was.
See, that's not so bad then because I had heard, I didn't hear who said
Notre
it
Dame
first.
Did not, Notre Dame handled it right. They said, that's look, good. He's no longer in school. And Notre Dame could not have handled it any better. He's no longer in school. They explained under which section of the university as to why he's not in school. It was, you know, very open-ended as to why. Okay, but then he was the one through Twitter, I believe, that tweeted that it was because of his academic performance, to which Notre Dame then revised what they said because now, obviously, by him doing that, it specified what the problem was. So he's the one that specified what it was, not the university. So the university did protect his privacy in that regard. Ole Miss said they were not the school that contacted Golson, so we're down to 13 choices. But there's nothing wrong with that culture down in south, down south. It's all in State College, Pennsylvania.
You don't suppose it might be a college that the illustrious president might have been formerly affiliated with?
They need a quarterback down the road.
Right.
You know? Yeah, he was at that university. He's also another one where they had like $100 million missing. But that's all right. I'm familiar with that case because that was UConn. Oh, well. Quite an interesting story in USA Today. Let's see. We talked about the scintillating finish in Indy. I was on the edge of my seat when they were going 72. But it was a far. But they went over 100 straight laps. Green pit strategy came into play. Pit performance came into play. And so forth. Meanwhile, the NASCAR thing, too much TMZ. Okay. Too much bumping, too many accidents, not enough racing. You never hear about IndyCar drivers disliking each other.
Well, yeah, you may hear that happens, though.
Yeah, but you may know. There's no physical contact out there.
Right.
It dissipates that. The physical contact when it comes to NASCAR, they're bumping each other. They hit each other. Do it deliberately. Okay, I mean that's what happens.
It'll be interesting. Here's the thing, and I know this is going a little further in depth than you wanted to, but last year at Fontana, last race of the season, IndyCar red flagged that race to clean up an accident so it could finish under green. I thought at that point they were going to be setting a precedent that with X amount of laps to go, we're going to red flag the race so it can end under green instead of using the green-white checker that NASCAR uses. But then after watching the 500, it's like, okay, maybe not now. So I think IndyCar right now as a series is debating how this should really go.
Yeah, they'll be debating how many more ovals they can get on.
Well, and I think that's going to be a debate you'll hear as well. I think this race did cause some discussion about that.
Look, road racing should be a novelty, not an important part of the series.
I mean, right now they have two different trophies. They have one for an oval, for the oval series victor, and one for run for the street road series victor. But I agree with you. I think there are too many. I think there are too many road races.
There should be one.
I'd like to see probably three. I'm okay with three.
Oh, my goodness. No.
But it has to be the right three.
No. I mean, the most I could go with two. One in the first half of the season, one in the second half. That's it. No way. I mean, if you do more than two. I'm sorry. It's snooze fest time. Nothing happens. And you can't sell tickets to something like that. They're spread out all over the place.
Well, here's my thought process. I think it should be one street course, one road course, and one temporary.
Yeah. Look, put together a 16-race season, okay? Make sure there are three 500-mile races, okay, out of 15. Make the other nine varying lengths and on ovals and two road races. Okay? We're done.
Do you remember the race in Cleveland at Burke Lakefront Airport?
Yep.
That was one of the road courses that I really, really liked because it was wide open and there was a lot of passing in it because there were a lot of turns to pass because it was, you know, like I said, a lot of room.
One each half, that's it.
And by the way, the Triple Crown is back.
Well, you didn't even know it existed until I told you.
No, I knew it existed. I just couldn't name the three tracks. I could name only two. I didn't know where the third was.
Ontario, Pocono, Indy.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Yeah, this year it's Indy, Pocono, and I think Milwaukee.
Look, 15 races, okay, 13 ovals, three of them 500s, the other 10 varying lengths, two roads, and we're done. Okay, now you have a series, I think, that may actually catch on, people would like to get a look at. All right. Different kind of tracks. They don't want it to be 2.5 mile tracks. Pocono's different. It's a tri-oval. What, you know, what's Milwaukee, a mile?
Yes.
You're shocked I know these things.
That's a fast mile, too. That's an old race course there.
Right. And for NASCAR, they got to back off on the contact thing. I mean, it's like watching the NBA 15 years ago when they're all grabbing each other. Nothing happens.
Well, it really started 2 years ago when they redesigned the cars for the what they called at that time the car tomorrow.
Okay. So let's talk some sports now that we're done with this. The draft is going to go, the NFL draft. I mean, seriously, we've kind of exhausted it, I think, after the last three weeks. Let's get to the NFL draft. It's going to be moving because of an Easter show that's taking place at Radio City Music Hall to May. It's going to be May 8th through the 10th next year. And that, you know, again, the NFL extending the season into a month where really nothing happens for NFL fans. And now, oh, voila, now you have the draft. I can see it staying in May. Here's the next part. I wonder if they're going to take the show on the road.
What, have the draft somewhere other than New York?
Absolutely, and I think they should. I think they should take the draft to various places. Have some fun with it. Take it to Green Bay. Take it to Arizona. Take it down to Miami. Take it to Atlanta. Take it to Baltimore. Take it to Philadelphia. Move it around. No need to have it in New York the entire time. This is not really a fan thing. Might as well take it someplace, you know, other places, get some juice going in some other cities with it, and have some fun with it. I mean, what do you need? Tables and phones. Well, that's really extensive.
Why not have it at an indoor stadium?
Yeah, what I'm saying, do it. Take it out of the road. Have some fun with it. I mean, you know, don't just be locked into New York all the time. You know, take it someplace. I mean, that's what the NHL does. That they take their draft all over the place.
There's draft an NHL draft?
Every June. How do you think Sidney Crosby gets in the league? Now, the NBA always does theirs in Secaucus. The NFL's always done it in New York. Major League Baseball, which is the least of the drafts. I don't even know where they do it, New York.
I was going to ask you, where in the world do they do it?
I guess they do it in New York. Now, they're doing more of it. They're doing more TV coverage of it now.
Well,
it's because they have an MLB network. But it's fine. But that's good. You have a niche network that does that. I mean, not a lot of people are going to watch it, but people who are really deeply interested. I mean, I watch it more now because of I do minor league baseball. So I watch the first round. I want to see who the first, you know, couple picks are for the Cardinals, for example, because the Cardinals are the franchise here. So for local fans, I mean, there is some juice to it. Barrett Barnes played here last year. He was the supplemental first round pick of the Pirates. You know, all the Philly fans up in Williamsport. Phillies have done a good job of signing their picks over the years and getting them to Williamsport. You know, that's where it all started. I mean, last year when it came time to talk about Freddie Galvis being in the lineup, I watched the whole season of Freddie Galvis. So I know what he was, you know, capable of and not capable of and what his growth pattern happened to be and so forth, because I saw him up there. Now, he was not drafted, But Dominic Brown was, and I saw Don, you know, I did Dominic Brown's first game as a pro.
By the way, the 2013 draft will be broadcast from Studio 42 in Secaucus.
In Secaucus, okay. All right. And that's where the MLB network is located. So, you know, I mean, the NFL draft has become a big deal. People enjoy it. I'm sure for the draftees, going to New York's really cool. But, you know, guess what? Going to Green Bay isn't so bad either.
Better than going to Green Bay in February.
True. I've been to Wisconsin many a time in February.
Yes, you have.
Many, many times. But I think I have some fun with it. Move it around. Like I said, you need tables and phones. Okay, we can pretty much go anywhere we want now.
Although now the NFL does have to look by moving it in May. There are, and we've talked about this all month and half jokingly, but there are a lot of big events in May that now they have to compete with, where in April, all they had was the start of Major League Baseball.
What big events in May?
Well, when's the Derby going to be this year? In 2014.
The first Saturday.
Okay, that would be the third. Oh, okay, so there, yeah, that would be the third.
It's the middle weekend. Next year, the Derby's on May 2nd. The Preakness is on May 16th. They're going to do the draft 8 through 10.
Okay, so perfect. That works out. That works out all right then, because the third would be the Derby. Then the 10th, that would leave the 17th and 18th for Indianapolis all by themselves for the most part.
No,
and then the 500 on the 26th.
Look. I understand how much you love racing. Now
I'm looking at everything in May.
Let's have a real talk here. I mean, let's be realistic. Okay, for the most part, people don't give a darn about qualifying for Indianapolis.
Granted.
Okay, so if the NFL draft or whatever were that day, okay, the NFL draft would bury it.
No, but I bet the racing events would be more upset about NFL being there.
Sure they would, because they would get buried.
Right. Agreed.
I mean, and all they're doing is picking people. All right? But they put it on May 8th through the 10th, Thursday the 8th, 9th, and 10th, which is the middle weekend between the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness. And each one's only 2 minutes anyway. I mean, nobody watches the pre-race stuff. Okay? I mean, in general terms. But people in droves lock in on that 6 o'clock to 6:30 time frame when the Derby is run. People lock in that 6 o'clock to 6:30 time frame when the Preakness is run. That's why when you and I were talking about the Super Bowl, I haven't watched the Super Bowl pregame show in forever. It's all junk.
Well,
it's junk.
The NFL is going to have to change the way they do the draft, because there's absolutely no reason for me to be getting a pick 5 picks behind on television, and Twitter's those picks named already. I mean, it's annoying.
I agree with you on that. But when it comes to the qualifying, blah, 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 look, let's get real here. You love it.
Oh, right? No, I was more...
But the rest of America sits there and goes, okay, who's on the poll?
No, I was looking at it from the other side, not necessarily from
me,
NFL.
You told me to watch Bump Day. So I sat there and watched the last hour and a half of Bump Day, and nothing happened.
Not my fault. It's not my fault. There was a car available.
I can tell you right now, I am not going to watch it next year.
I'll put it on my DVR, and we'll watch it later.
No, you just hand me the names on the field, and I'll tell you who's going to win. If they'd been green, Munoz might have won. That's what it comes down to. May is playoff time in the NBA, NHL, the whole thing. The ratings are better for that than what you love.
Granted.
All right. I mean, it's, you know, you've got, you're going to, you know, if Miami can beat Indiana, if you have Miami and San Antonio, you're going to get really good ratings for that. San Antonio may not be an ultra big market, but when you've had a team win four championships, people know who they are. They know who Tony Parker is. That's Eva Longoria's former husband. Okay? I mean, there's that element.
And when they know it that way.
But I'm saying, though, but that's how some people look at him. And he's a great player. He might be the best point guard in the NBA. You've got Duncan, who's been had a great career, even though he's kind of kept himself at a steady high level. Ginobili's been fabulous. You know, and then you get Dwayne Wade, who runs down the court and throws his body into people and doesn't get suspended. What was that junk the other night in Miami? And Stevenson's at midcourt. He hurls himself at it. It was inadvertent. Inadvertent. He was just trying to get him out of the way. Get him out of the way. Go around him. That was wrong. All right. We have a lot going on today here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay?